From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for the truck attack in Berlin Monday that killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens. The claim was posted late Tuesday on the website of the group's Amak news agency. The statement came a short while after German police released a lone suspect captured Monday evening after a huge truck smashed into an open-air market where people were taking part in Christmas festivities. The chief prosecutor's office said it released the suspect, a Pakistani national, because investigators did not have enough evidence to charge him with a crime. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Dorian Jones reports.
A ceremony was held at Ankara's airport for assassinated Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov as his body was repatriated to Russia. The ambassador was shot dead by an off-duty Turkish policeman at an art exhibition. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday in Istanbul that bilateral relations will not be derailed. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is committed to finding those responsible and that his security forces will work closely with their Russian counterparts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey say the evacuation of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's foreign minister said more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. Also, the foreign ministers of Russia, Turkey, and Iran met in Moscow to draft a proposal that Russia says amounts to a blueprint for a ceasefire in Syria and potentially an end to the civil war. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump planned Tuesday to meet with former Bush administration official Jovita Carranza, who is believed to be in the running to become the U.S. trade representative. Trump had also planned to meet with businessman Luis Quiñones, who is said to be under consideration for Veterans Affairs Secretary. A Trump spokesman says Commerce Secretary nominee Wilbur Ross will be in charge of the new administration's trade policy. Concerning a leftover election issue, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected calls for a special Senate investigative committee to look into possible interference in U.S. elections by Russia and other countries. The families of three people killed last year in the shooting incident at Orlando, Florida nightclub are suing three social media companies for allegedly providing material support to the gunman. The lawsuit alleges that Facebook, Google, and Twitter made it too easy for Islamic State jihadists to create social media accounts used to spread their message and raise funds. According to the suit, material support provided by the social media companies has been instrumental to the rise of ISIS and has enabled it to carry out its attacks. China on Tuesday returned an underwater U.S. drone it seized last week in the international waters of the South China Sea. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the transfer took place in the same area where China picked up the drone. The drone measures water salinity and temperature gradients. China's defense ministry said Tuesday the transfer was completed smoothly after friendly consultations between the two countries. Thailand has amended its laws governing computer crime. Media activists are denouncing the action as a setback for Thailand's reputation as a leading proponent of free speech. The amendments to the 2007 Computer Crimes Act were passed overwhelmingly by the National Legislative Assembly last week. Thai officials say the changes target the digital economy and are intended to protect the public from having their rights violated on social and digital media. The amendments impose hefty fines and jail sentences in cases related to national security, defamation, and online fraud. The top human rights official at the United Nations Tuesday called for an investigation of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte after Mr. Duterte claimed he personally killed several alleged criminals. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zaid Raad al-Hussein called on Philippine authorities to launch a murder investigation. Zaid said it is unthinkable for any judicial system not to launch investigative and judicial proceedings when someone openly admits to being a killer. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.